You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. The Daily Freeman reports that a Hudson woman who was reported missing, quote, has been located and is in good health, end quote, according to state police. Police did not say where 56-year-old Darlene A. Cowden was found, but have called off the search. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. William J. Kemble in the Daily Freeman reports that in Pine Plains, someone needs to be town assessor even if no one is on the ballot November 8th. No political party nominated a candidate, but current assessor Robert Cordella hopes people in the North Dutchess County town can spell his name as a write-in. Cordella, a Republican and a retired Con Edison supervisor, was appointed to the post last year. Quote, the office is listed on the ballot with no names beneath it, said Town Assessment Board Chairman Jim Mara. Quote, when I called the Dutchess County Board of Elections on Friday, they told me that neither party held a caucus and no name came to them for the office, end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that Philip Bickerton and Matthew Nelson are running for the Kinderhook Town Board seat left open after the death of board member Deborah Simons-Meyer earlier this year. Bickerton is currently a trustee on the Valatia Village Board, running on the Republican, Conservative, and Independence party lines. He is a self-employed carpenter and volunteers with the Valatia Fire Department, the Valatia Santa Claus Club, Valatia Community Watch, and the Valatia Community Theater. Quote, more communication between local governments, their boards, and civic organizations through workshops and informal meetings is necessary, Bickerton said. Quote, this would be simple and useful without reinventing the wheel. Shared knowledge, shared goals, and shared services can make us more efficient and help keep taxes low, end quote. Nelson is a member of the Ichabod Crane Board of Education running on the Democratic line. He is the vice president of the Small Balance Loan Program at the Community Preservation Corporation and serves on the Town Board of Assessment Review. Nelson is also on the steering committee for Connect Columbia, a community group trying to bring affordable broadband access to all parts of the county, and is the founder organizer of KNVCAN, the Kinderhook Niverville Valatia Community Action Network. Quote, I will put my experience in government and the private sector to work to help the town grow and prosper, while maintaining its unique character and charm, Nelson said. Quote, I am driven by ideas and issues, not politics. I am a pragmatic and practical individual who will look at all sides of an issue and work with others to produce the best results possible. I humbly ask for your support on November 8th, end quote. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Greg Hudson reports in the Windham Journal about Bradley Jenkins and Robert Lipton running for a one-year term on Lexington's town board. Jenkins is the Republican incumbent, a lifelong Lexington resident who was previously highway superintendent. He retired from the Greene County Highway Department last year. In 2015, Jenkins lost a contest for town supervisor and says, quote, I think highway matters have been a top priority for me while I've been on the board, end quote. Lipton, a Democrat, has lived in Lexington for 10 years and is now retired after working in state and local governments and overseas. He says broadband interest is necessary for Lexington to expand. Quote, I think we need to get businesses here, and we're not going to get businesses here unless we get broadband, he said. Quote, there is a big movement to bring broadband here in Greene County, and I think that's a great program. We need to make Lexington a place for businesses to come, end quote. Read the full story in the Windham Journal. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.